I'm Emma Pritchard, the fundraiser at Llangefni Town Football Club, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Cup podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Here we go then. This is where dreams are made and reputations shattered. It's JD Welsh Cup weekend. Me and Welsh Cup winner Mark Jonah Jones are here to separate the Davids from the Goliaths, the Behemoths from the Breakers of Hearts. But more importantly in this podcast, you'll hear from a manager or a player talk about their Welsh Cup fixture. From Aberystwyth to Ynys Dee, we've got you covered. Before we rattle through the interviews then, Jonah, winning this cup, you know what it's like because you've done it. It can kickstart a career or progress you, can't it?
Yes, definitely, Mark. For any manager, there's not many managers in the league at present would have won it. Three or four, I think. Maybe even less than that. So it's a big trophy. It's the biggest trophy apart from the JD Welsh Premier League to win. And everybody, you know, you remember it for a long time after. The players, the people on the committee were there at the time, you know, the managers, the coaches, everybody remembered it for years and years to come. So yeah, definitely, it's one of the biggest competitions you will play. If you're not a professional footballer, it's one of the biggest competitions and the most prestigious you'll ever play in.
And you see the fixtures in briefly. Who are the teams we should be looking out for a possible cup set here?
The televised one, it will be a tough game, I think, Flint and Bala. Cardiff Met going to Tom Pender. Tom Pender, I'm having the best of times at the moment, but it's, you know, memories and cup memories, and so that could be a tough one. Carmarthen go to Goiter. Goiter United, that'll be a tough one. Llanelli, you know, they've got to travel. They've done well the last couple of weeks, Llanelli, but they've got to go to the Welsh Alliance team, Llangefni. Kevin Druids, you know, these would be the big upsets. Kevin Druids going to Ynys Dee Welfare from the Gwent County. Carnarvon going to Prestatyn. So there's a possibility, I think, Mark, of, I'd say, three or four Welsh Premier clubs could go out.
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? Let's start with some of the smaller teams first, because they will be definitely fancying a giant killing. First off, Gwent County side, Ynys Dee Welfare, no strangers to the spotlight after winning a Youth Cup game without a Youth Cup team, and they've been through four rounds of this cup already. What a journey for manager Ben Murphy, and Jonah caught up with him earlier on in the week.
It's the biggest game in our club's history. We're really looking forward to it. It's the fifth game in the competition now, and we've beaten two Welsh League 2 sides, a Welsh League 1 side. So when you get to this stage, you want one of the big boys. Some of our players are open for an away day, but to draw a side who are playing Europa League football in August, and now we're bringing them down to our ground, we're really looking forward. It's massive for us.
Fancy your chances?
We fancy our chances against anybody, you know, and we'll prepare for the game the same as we do against everybody else. We prepare for a Gwent County League game or the Welsh Cup in exactly the same way. We've got players in our arsenal who've played in Welsh Prem. We've got a couple who've played Welsh League for years. So we've got enough players who can hurt any side. But we also know we're playing a top outfit. So we'll need a bit of luck on the day. We'll probably have to be better than we've ever been. And Druids will need a bad day as well. Let's not make no mistake about it. But that can happen in football.
Can we look up for any stars?
Yeah, well, we've just brought a guy in, Kyle Williams. Kyle was a star player for Risca for many years, and then he went on to Carmarthen. Unfortunate injury cut his season short at Carmarthen 2 years ago, so we've just picked him up now from Caldicot Town. He'll certainly make a big difference. We got Lee Sharp, who was captain of Risca when they went from Welsh League 3 up to Welsh League 1. So Jamie Russell, a strong centre-half, but also Kane Jones up front. Kane has scored every round of the cup so far. He scored 8 in his last 9 games, so he's in a good run of form. So yeah, we've got plenty of boys who can cause any side problems. But we've also got to do a couple of jobs on some of their top stop players as well.
Well, their opponents with a long trip are Kevin Druids, of course. Hughie Griffiths certainly fancying a good run in the cup to placate what's been a tepid season so far.
We've been out by two lower league oppositions in the last 2 years. And it's important that we don't do it again. It's an away fixture, which is a little bit disappointing. The only good thing, it's going to be on 3G now. So the players have got no excuses, and you know, they're a tough outfit. They've come through some good teams, so we need to give them the utmost respect to it, and you know, play the strongest team possible.
And as Kevin Druids go one way, so Llanelli have to make the 163-mile trip to Anglesey the other way to face another potential banana skin in Llangefni. Let's hear from Llangefni manager Chris Hughes. You know, he was in the Maldives during the last round, clearly specking out some warm-weather training facilities ahead of a potential cup final appearance.
We've been looking forward to this one since the names were drawn out the hat, really. To get the chance of a Welsh Prem side like Llanelli come to Llangefni is why teams like us enter the JD Welsh Cup, I feel. Listen, we know Llanelli are a very good side and that we can't let the occasion get to us on Saturday, but it's also a great opportunity, I feel, for us to really test ourselves against them. and with players like James Leveridge, for instance, who can really hurt teams, we know that we need to be at our best on Saturday. The players, they're really looking forward to this, and we will prepare well all week, and come Saturday, I know we will play with no fear and give it everything we've got.
Well, in that David and Goliath battle, the Goliath is Slaughterley manager Andy Hill.
Obviously, we want to progress. It's a chance to win silverware. It's a chance to qualify for Europe. And that's something, you know, that we'll be aiming for. It'll be a tough, tough game up there. They'll have a big crowd. They'll be well up for it. We've got as much information as we can on them. We've had a report done for them and what formation they play, with their strengths, their weaknesses. You know, we'll be fully prepared for Saturday, and hopefully we'll get into the next round.
And a third Welsh Premier League side with a cross-country trip is Llandudno, coming down to Britain Ferry in South Wales, playing the Welsh League, of course. Let's hear from Ferry boss Carl Shaw, and then Llandudno's Ewan Williams.
It's a massive game for the club. It's the biggest game the club have had since the merger of Britain Ferry and Llansawel FC. At home as well, I don't think we've had a game this important for us at home since the merger. It reminds me of the good old days when we used to come and watch Welsh Premiership games regular at Britain Ferry, so it's fab. Hopefully we get the support of the local community behind us, a big crowd on the day, and that will obviously help us on the day. The strength of a big crowd, the home support on our home pitch for a Welsh Premiership side coming down to us, home advantage, hopefully will be the key for us and push us on into the next round.
We go into a little bit of the unknown down to Britain Ferry, which is an exciting challenge, an exciting cup tie. We know we'll do our due diligence. I'll speak to people that I know down south to get some information on them. Travel down together, and hopefully it will kickstart our season. You know, it's going to be a difficult game. It's one that we'll have to approach with a lot of character. But again, hopefully we can give a good account of ourselves and progress in the cup.
So, I tell you what, Jonah, all this travelling that Llanelli, Druids and Llandudno are going to have to do this weekend, I see that possibly as being a real leveller in these games against lower league opposition.
Well, they should be used to it, Mark. They should be used to it because they travel all over the country. You know, in the Welsh Premier League, you know, you go from Carmarthen down west and you go right away at the top. So they should be used to the travelling. But what they won't get, they might not get maybe the little bit of hostility from the local supporters, which is what cup football is all about. And the local supporters for the underdog will play a massive part. I mean, if you can get 200 supporters behind you and really make it home, you know, a home crowd will get right behind their team, it could cause a few problems or two to a few of the youngsters who maybe haven't played in these sort of situations before. So, yeah, I think in cup football, the underdog always has to have the crowd on his side as that 12th man. It's a massive factor for shocks in cup football.
Well, Carmarthen Town haven't got so far to go, have they? But it could be a long journey home from the Avon Valley if they lose to Goitre United. Here's Goitre's manager, Lee John, and we'll hear from the old gold boss, Neil Smothers, after that.
Well, Carmarthen Town at home was probably the perfect draw for us. And I mean that with all due respect, because they certainly start as firm favourites. We start as underdogs, but you know, we've got nothing to lose. To bring them to Glen Harvard Park and test ourselves against the higher league opposition is a fantastic opportunity. So we know the quality that we've got. We've got good experience throughout the side. We've got ex-Welsh Premier League players, numerous ex-Carmarthen Town players actually. And we've also got young players with aspirations to play it in the Welsh Premier. So yeah, it's an opportunity for everybody, you know, everybody at the club to showcase what they're about, to go and show that we can compete at this level.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. It's obviously a big game for them. It's a big game for us. A couple of, you know, ex-players, both ways. So, you know, we'll do our homework on them, and we'll prepare as we would any other game, and we'll go out and do our best.
It'll be a good game. It'll be an interesting game again. It's Neil Smothers. Sometimes if you're having a bad run in a league, and not a bad run, it just doesn't take the pressure off, but it puts a smile back on people's faces. Because if you're a Welsh Premier, there's the 12 teams entering on the third round this Saturday. Every Welsh Premier manager expects to be in that draw on Monday. But Neil Smothers will tell you exactly the same. A tough place to go, Goitre United, but Smothers will want to and expect to be in a draw come Monday.
So I remember the last time Bangor and Holyhead Hotspurs were drawn together in the Welsh Cup. I was following the action on Twitter from my hotel room in Dubai, no less, at 2 o'clock in the morning, as Holyhead beat the then Welsh Premier League side Bangor on penalties, I believe it was. Will the Islanders repeat the feat? Here's Bangor boss Gary Taylor-Fletcher.
The run we're on at the moment, 5 wins, not conceded in the last 5 games, you know, it's something that we're looking to carry on and keep the momentum going. And the ethic of the team and the work rate is totally different to the beginning of the season, and that's what we want to try and continue. Yeah, I think we'll have a good run, you know, obviously it all depends on the draws and stuff, but, you know, as long as we get the home draws, we'll always have a chance no matter who we go up against, and, you know, hopefully we'll be in the hat for the next round and another home draw in a few weeks.
Well, interestingly, in this game, Holyhead Hotspur could end up giving a 17-year-old keeper, Daniel Williams, a game. What a game that will be for him to come in, Jonah.
Yeah, well, good luck to the lad, Mark. You know, listen, sometimes, like we say, you're thrown in sometimes and you can come out as a hero. There's not too much expected of him. Hey, if he goes to Bangor and plays a blinder, you might get other clubs, bigger clubs, looking at him. It could be the start of a career for him. You never know. So good luck to the lad.
Let's get some thoughts then from the Holyhead Hotspurs manager, Darren Garmey.
Our league form turn hasn't been great so far, so the cup games are where we perform best, so they're going to be going into it with nothing to lose, with a lot of belief, and I'm sure they'll do everything they can to try and get the win and get us through to the next round. There'll be a lot of support coming from Holyhead as well, which will be really good, and as there was in the league game in August, there was a good crowd there, good following, and they went home happy after we got, you know, a hard-earned point, so we'll be going into it confident.
And next in this rush through teams playing in the third round of the JD Welsh Cup, two teams who've graced our podcast before as Cup giant killers, no less. Both Denbigh Town and Cambrian and Clydach have recent history of joy in the Nathaniel MG Cars Cup. This time they take on each other in North Wales on Saturday. First off, let's hear from Denbigh manager. Then let's cross almost live to Dubai, bit of a theme this, to hear from Cambrian and Clydach manager, Dane Williams.
I think we've proven as a group this year we can play the underdog well. We've had some good results in that sort of arena this year, beating Bangor, and we're not worried, we're not afraid, we're really ready to go, but we fully understand that it's going to be a huge task for us to get through to the next round. But it's one that, as a club and as a group of players and managers, that we're really, really excited about.
Our biggest strength has been, you know, how well we work out the possession as a team. We work really hard to get back behind the ball and try and retain possession as quick as we can. And I think hard work, is, as well as our ability, has got us to where we are today. So I think we can take that hard work and that mentality of doing it together, each other for the team, and we'll be there or thereabouts.
Jonah, look, two clubs we know that can put on a show when it comes to cup competitions there. As a result, are you expecting an even match between these two sides?
I think they've both got great cup pedigree. Denbigh, of course, got the final, like I said, of the MG and Cambrian this year under Dane Williams, and so that they're absolutely flying at the moment. Denbigh will want to show they're the Cup Kings of North Wales, and this is it's that little bit special, the JD Welsh, you know, the Welsh Cup. This is the big one. Cambrian and Clydach have got to the final of the League Cup, and that is miraculous. Let's don't take nothing away from that. And the run they've had, we must, you know, go on and board again. The run they've had, knocking out 4 Welsh Premier clubs, is absolutely unbelievable. But this is another task for them now, because they might go to Denbigh as slight favourites. So we have to see how they'll deal with this. It's a great game. Could be one of the games of the round, this, in fact, Denbigh and Cambrian and Clydach. And I wouldn't like to call a winner in this one, Mark. I don't think there's a favourite in this one.
As I said, Dane in Dubai, eh? Not a bad win bonus for getting through to the final of the Nathaniel MGs, eh?
Yeah, I think I went to Denbigh when we won the Welsh Cup. Both times have changed.
So let's go back to some high-flying Welsh Premier League sides who on paper should have easier ties, but you never know, do you? Aberystwyth, the surprise package so far of the Welsh Premier League, but could Cwmaman United upset the apple cart? Here's Aber's Nev Powell talking to Stephen Brooks.
Traditionally, I've had a great time in the Welsh Cup in my career, similar games in my career where you go into a lower league side. We're under no illusions. They're doing well in their league and they're on the crest of a wave, and we know all about them, and we're going to prepare properly because it is a big competition that we want to do well in. And especially last season, where, you know, I've been here 12 months and we took them to the Welsh Cup final, and you've seen what it meant to the people of the town.
Jenner Park is bouncing at the moment as Barry fly high in the Welsh Premier League. But what sort of opposition will Welsh League side Penabont bring? Here's their manager, Rhys Griffiths.
We're fully focused on the league, and what we've got this weekend is a break from that and a free hit at one of the best teams in the Welsh Premier League. We've obviously got aspirations to go and play in that Welsh Premier League, so this will be a barometer for us to see where we are. There's no pressure on us as such. The only pressure is to go out and perform somewhere near our best and obviously prepare properly over the next week. So I'm just really looking forward to the game.
Great game for a Friday night, this one, Jonah. And the Wags at Bridgend have been whispering in your ear, haven't they? A little reminder of a previous result between these two.
Yes, it was only 2 years ago, wasn't it, that Penabont went to Barry and won 3-0, I think, on the afternoon. I think it might have been 3 years ago. And I'm sure Gavin and his team will remember that, and they'll want to, you know, put it right. But Rhys Griffiths and Matt and Giles were there. Their squad down in Penabont, the top of the league. Their aim for the season is obviously to get out of the league. But this will be a great you know, halfway through the season, have a look how they think they would perform against one of the top teams in the Welsh Premier League, and it might be what they're looking for next season. So see, this is a great game, a good decision I think as well by both clubs to play on a Friday evening. I think, you know, they could have a bumper crowd here, and this could be a great game. What Penabont haven't really got a lot to lose, the top of the Welsh League First Division, but the prestige and the players, they'll all believe they can play in the Welsh Premier League, so the pressure might be on Barry. I expect Barry just to get through, but it could be an interesting game.
And could it be that the new Saints are shocked by Cwmbran Celtic? Here's the Gwent side's boss, Lee Challenger.
The players are well aware of what it means to everyone. It's important for me that on the day they go out and they play the game and not the occasion. You know, as a saying has crept in over the last few months about not getting emotional, and it's important that on the day they don't. They go out, they treat it as just another game, because effectively that is what it is. You know, it is just another game, and it's one we're very much looking forward to. It's different in many ways. You know, it's a chance for the boys to test themselves against one of the best sides around. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for everyone, and it's a day I hope everyone involved with the club will enjoy.
Now, it's been a funny old season for TNS, and I can guarantee you that boss Scott Rusko will want to get his hands on a trophy they haven't held for 2 years.
I feel that as a club we've not won it as much as we should have done in the past. I certainly had a few third round knockouts and penalty shootouts where we haven't won, and I can look back and really haven't won it as many times as I should do. But the Welsh Cup is an exciting cup to play in. It puts you in positions where you're uncomfortable on pitches that you're not used to, which will certainly be one next week, next Saturday against Cwmbran Celtic. So yeah, we know a little bit about them as well, so we're looking now to do one, to get back to where we need to be in the league and to go on a good cup run.
Well, look, Newtown hosted a fantastic JD Welsh Cup final last season. How do they fancy playing in it this season? It's real for them this weekend. Jonah's caught up with Chris Hughes.
We want to play front foot. You know, most of the time of the season, it's worked for us. You know, now for us, it's focusing on the next three games, three at home, Welsh Cup next week, and then two home games before Christmas. So, you know, we've got a run of games now that we need, you know, we need to get back to it. And look, the players have been brilliant all season.
Well, of course, former winners Rhyl have something to say about that. Here's their manager, Eddie Morris-Jones.
I think we can, you know, maybe go and ask some questions in Newtown with the form we're in. And I think, you know, certain members of our team will relish, you know, playing on a 3G. But we can't be mistaken, Newtown are a very good, well-drilled outfit, and Chris Hughes has got them playing, you know, brilliant football. For me, they're one of the best teams in the Welsh Prem to watch, and we'll really be up against it.
Got to see some great Friday night games going on this round of the JD Welsh Cup. Prestatyn travelling to Carnarvon. Let's hear from one-time winner of the Welsh Cup, no less, Prestatyn manager Neil Gibson.
You know, we've had two good results in it to get to the stage where we are now, and everybody was excited to see what the draw was going to bring. Carnarvon is a difficult test because, you know, they're doing so well in the Welsh Premier League, but it's a nice test for our lads to go up against, and cup shocks, you know, can happen, and I think that our lads will be fully determined to try and give ourselves an opportunity of maybe causing one of the shocks of the round.
And we all know Carnarvon have been in many a great JD Welsh Cup encounter. Manager Sean Eardley thinks this could be another.
being the team from the league below, you know, everyone's looking at you know, the third round fixtures for an upset, and they're bound to look at, you know, Prestatyn Carnarvon, you know, because of the history, etc.
And you have to agree with him, Jonah. Friday night under the lights at Bastion Gardens with a travelling Covey army, more romance than a Mills and Boone book.
Yeah, but great game again for Prestatyn Carnarvon. It should be a great crowd there. Gibbo, obviously, like you said, he's one of the managers in the draw again. He's won it with Prestatyn, and he'll remember that for the rest of his life. But he's back at the club now, you know, they're building again, and he might fancy his chances. He'll think Carnarvon have done really well in the Welsh Premier. Will they take the foot off the gas? I don't think they will. They're a group of players, again, who want to try and win the cup for Carnarvon. So, great game, entertaining game. Well, the Friday night game between Prestatyn and Carnarvon, and the Friday night game between Barry and Penabon could be, you know, real exciting encounters.
So you're listening to the JD Welsh Cup third round preview podcast. Lots of more teams to preview and hear from. But don't forget, you can get the information on the games as it happens all weekend on the FA Wales Twitter feed. Still to come, more Welsh Cup clashes considered, and we take the JD Welsh Cup for a pub crawl. Talking about cups, Cardiff Met are already in one cup final this season, getting into that Nathaniel MG Cars Cup. This weekend, they travel to Tonpentra, who are delivering in the cup, not so much in the Welsh League. Here's Christian Edwards from Cardiff Met.
A tough game. Traditionally, Tonpentra have been one of the big powerhouses in Welsh football, particularly in Welsh Cup. So the fantasy of the cup comes alive as well. But you know, they'll be a strong outfit regardless. They're a traditional football club. They're a very close community up in the Rhondda. So we'll be preparing hard for that, and we will say we won't be resting any players. We'll be playing the best possible 11 that we've got ahead of the fixture.
Some great ties involving the Tier 2 sides in the Cymru Alliance of the Welsh League. Possibly the pick of them, Airbus against Porthmadog.
Listen, Airbus, I think, would have been one of the places that the Welsh Premier League clubs would have wanted to avoid. Steve O'Shaughnessy, as you said, Airbus at the moment, they're taking care of everybody who's coming anywhere near them. And they really are, as you said, flying at the moment. So it's a tough journey for Porthmadog. Airbus were to go through, they would be one at the where the Welsh Premier managers wouldn't want to travel to in the fourth round in their current form.
Well, let's listen to Steve O'Shaughnessy and Port manager Craig Papenick.
I think last time we played a couple of weeks ago against Buckley on a grass pitch, we weren't our best, but we, you know, ended up getting 3 points at the end. Today, you know, people say we struggled last year with heavy pitches and grass pitches, but I think there's a strong enough squad now to adapt, so you know, we're looking forward to it.
It's important for us that we turn up on the weekend and we give it a good go, and we make sure that we don't come away from Airbus with no regrets. Naturally, it's not going to be an easy game. They're a very strong side, the in-form side in the Cymru Alliance, unbeaten. So we know it's going to be difficult. Their strengths they're going to be at home.
Unlike Airbus, Haverford West down south are chasing a league title, but I'm sure Wayne Jones wouldn't say no to a nice cup run. Here he is previewing their game with Pontypridd Town.
They've got a lot of strengths. You know, they're physical. They've got a lot of height in their team, something we're quite aware of. So we'll have to be on our A game, because they're a club in transition, and, you know, it's just something that we need to get done and get over the line, hopefully.
And the live Scotia game is Flint Town United against Bala. Bala, of course, lifting this cup just 2 seasons ago. But the Lakesiders' cup pedigree doesn't faze Niall McGuinness of the opposition.
I think the biggest positive for us is we're the underdog, so the pressure's almost on Bala Town. So it's a chance for us to play with a little bit of freedom and go and express ourselves. And obviously with it being live in front of the cameras, some of our players have never been involved in that before, so I'm hoping that they can thrive off it and go and express themselves and really enjoy the occasion. And as you know, in football, when you're enjoying it, you're always playing at your best. So we'll see, and obviously time will tell over the course of the game.
And Bala's Nathan Burke is looking forward to that Saturday night kickoff as well.
They're a good side. I think they're doing well in their league. I think they made a few changes when we did beat them 6-1 as well. So we know going into the game it's going to be a tough game. You know, obviously I think they put the live game for a reason. You know, yep. They think they might be an upset. We've got to be prepared, switch on, and obviously move on from tonight. It was a disappointment, but we've just got to kick on now.
But what do you reckon on this one, Jonah? I know Flint were heavily beaten in the League Cup by Bala earlier on in the season. Could it be a cup set on the cards for Flint?
Well, look, they'd have to put on a magnificent performance, wouldn't they? Don't forget, this Bala team won the Cup 2 years ago, and Bala have great, great memories of winning the Cup. You know, Colin Caton and everybody at Bala. I'd seen the pictures on Scorio tonight, you know, previewing the games for Saturday, and you just to see their faces when they win a cup is absolutely brilliant. They'll know what it's all about. They've won it once, they'll want to win it again. When you're at the top, in the top four or five, let's be honest, Mark, they'd have to be in the first four or five favourites. So it's all about who you play, who you avoid. Bala will expect to go to Flint and win, and they will expect to be in the next round. But the cup is all about upsets, and Flint will expect, or maybe not expect, but they'll know they can create an upset. So, cup football.
And last, but by no means least, the current holders of the JD Welsh Cup. They start their retention campaign with a trip to Gillsfield. Here's Andy Morrison.
Listen, if my boys turn up and they do what they did today, and we're organised, you know, we've done our due diligence on Gillsfield, everything that we need to know about them, we know, you know, and we'll prepare meticulously this week for the game, and if the boys conduct themselves in the way they did today, then you know the result will take care of itself.
Well, look, Jonah, we know how much it meant to Andy to lift that cup for Connors Quay last season, and in a second we'll hear what it meant to the town as well and what the club have done with the cup since. But let's talk a little bit about Connors Quay first. The quadruple on the cards a few weeks ago, now we're down to a potential triple. Is it their year for the Welsh Cup again?
Well, first things first, I'm sure if Andy and the Connors Quay players, if you offered them a double, they'd take that now anyway. But no, I expect them to go to Gillsfield, and I expect Connors Quay to be in the next round. But yet again, it's exactly the same thing as I just said about Bala. Expectancy is one thing, getting through into the next round is another thing. So when you're the holders, you're a big scalp to take. So Connors Quay will have to be on their guard, because Gillsfield are a decent side.
Ah, we mustn't forget. Hoping to stop them and ensure a second cup set for Connors Quay, here's Gillsfield's Nathan Leonard.
It's going to be a huge challenge, but one we're all looking forward to. Obviously for the committee and the club itself, the Welsh Cup games are vital financially. And, you know, we're not a massive club. We don't get massive gates and big sponsors. So the Welsh Cup's an added bonus financially. Whereas, other than that, it's the committee giving up their time to get money into the club to pay the players and to keep us in the Cymru Alliance. So it's something where the players can give back to the club and the committee by putting on a good performance on Saturday.
Well, the full list and times of games to come. Do try and get to a game this weekend if you can. But before we do that, let's remind ourselves of when the current cup holders, Connors Quay Nomads, took the Welsh Cup for a pub crawl.
My name is Eddie, I'm a Connors Quay Nomad supporter, and today I have been around the pubs of Connors Quay with the Nomads officials and parading the Welsh Cup around every pub just to basically share the success of the Welsh Cup, because it's the first ever time we've won it. So yeah, it's been a great day, and we've had a good reception, and you know, hopefully in the future we can win a trophy again and provide the local people, you know, with another trophy. Hopefully it will be the JD Welsh Premier League title, but here's to hoping. And hopefully for the coming season, like I said, we put posters up and stuff, so hopefully people will, you know, start to come and watch this, you know, great team we've got on our doorstep.
And so it is, weather permitting. We're a little bit worried about the weather this weekend. It may affect some games, so do please check in on the club's Twitter or check in with the club before you travel to a game, just to make sure it is going ahead. We hopefully think that the JD Welsh Cup weekend will pan out like this. Some great games on the Friday night. 7:45 kickoffs for Barrytown United against Penybont, Bangor against Holyhead Hotspurs, and Prestatyn Town against Caernarfon Town. It's a 1:30 kickoff on Saturday for Cumbrian Celtic against the New Saints and Cwmaman United against Aberystwyth Town. And then on the 2:30 kickoffs, we have Airbus against Porthmadog, Goitre United against Carmarthen Town, Denby against Cambrian and Clydach, Guildfield host the cup holders Coniski Nomads, Llangefni Town against Llanelli Town, Newtown against Rhyl, Tonpentra against Cardiff Met, Britton Ferry hosting Clan Dudno, Haverford West host Pontypridd Town, and Anisty Welfare host the Kevin Druids. The Scorio Saturday night kickoff at 7:30 is Flint Town United against Ballytown. And that's your lot for this bumper edition of the JD Welsh Cup podcast. Thanks for bearing with us. The draw for round four is on Monday the 10th, and it's live on S4C's Heno show from 7 o'clock. The next round of games will be played on the last weekend of January. We'll be back in 7 days with all the reaction from those games, plus JD Welsh Premier League news. See you soon.